Dreamscape presents The Boy in the Attic by Imogen Matthews. Narrated by Helen Lloyd. 1. Ilse. January 1945. Snow had fallen thickly overnight, the third time in as many days. The iron-hard ground lay frozen under a pillowy white blanket, disturbed only by the occasional sudden gust of wind that sent sparkling snowflakes swirling up into the frigid morning air. Ilse watched from the kitchen window, momentarily entranced by the fairy tale scene. But as pretty as it looked, it was a nuisance for anyone who needed to be out and about, even those who still had the stamina to walk more than a few paces along the unswept streets. After yesterday's snowfall, she had put off venturing outside. But after today's, she couldn't delay any longer. If she didn't get out soon, on her trusty, battered bike, with her old childhood wooden sledge strapped to the back, she and her parents would starve. It was as simple as that. Ilse shivered and hurried over to the rack by the door and lifted her woolen navy coat from its peg. It was the last purchase she and her mother had made in the Beyerkorf department store just months before the war started. She remembered that crisp autumn day so clearly and with such fondness. She and her mother had taken the train to the Rotterdam Central Station and walked arm in arm along tree-lined coal single street towards the imposing emporium, excitedly discussing which departments they would visit first and what they intended to buy. They treated themselves to rich, fragrant coffee and apple cake, topped with whipped cream, at the smart restaurant on the second floor, before travelling up in the lift to the coat department on the third floor. Ilse had tried on coat after coat that the attentive shop assistant had picked out from the immaculate displays, until she settled on one in navy blue wool that flicked out at the knee and was tied at the waist with a matching belt. It was perfect. But Ilse had been worried it was too expensive, until her mother, delighted at her choice, had told her it would be a good investment. Little did they know how essential this coat would become, serving Ilse well during the long cold winters. Now, after 5 years, it was showing its age, despite Ilse's efforts to patch up the elbows and disguise the frayed collar and cuffs. She shrugged it on, over the fitted dress she'd made from a pair of dull pink curtains she'd found in the attic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?